Chapter 4. The Charms of the Beloved. Ah, you are beautiful, my beloved. Ah, you are beautiful. Your eyes are doves behind your veil. Your hair is like a flock of goats streaming down the mountains of Gilead. Your teeth are like a flock of ewes to be shorn, which come up from the washing, all of them big with twins, none of them thin and barren. Your lips are like a scarlet strand. Your mouth is lovely. Your cheek is like a half pomegranate behind your veil. Your neck is like David's tower, girt with battlements. 1,000 bucklers hang upon it, all the shields of valiant men. Your breasts are like twin fawns, the young of a gazelle that browse among the lilies. Until the day breathes cool and the shadows lengthen, I will go to the mountain of myrrh, to the hill of incense. You are all beautiful, my beloved, and there is no blemish in you. Come from Lebanon, my bride, come from Lebanon, come. Descend from the top of Amana, from the top of Senir and Hermon, from the haunts of lions, from the leopard's mountains. You have ravished my heart, my sister, my bride. You have ravished my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one bead of your necklace. How beautiful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more delightful is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your ointments than all spices. Your lips drip honey, my bride. Sweetmeats and milk are under your tongue. And the fragrance of your garments is the fragrance of Lebanon. The lover and his garden. You are an enclosed garden, my sister, my bride. An enclosed garden, a fountain sealed. You are a park that puts forth pomegranates with all choice fruits. Nard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all kinds of incense. Myrrh and aloes, with all the finest spices. You are a garden fountain, a well of water flowing fresh from Lebanon. Arise, north wind, come, south wind, blow upon my garden, that its perfumes may spread abroad. Let my lover come to his garden, and eat its choice fruits.